in 1992, was it 92 or 2002? You know, those days, those were the days of cyber cafes and all of that. My sister's elder sister's husband was working with the government, and he had his desktop computer hooked up to the internet. So when I started staying with him, he called me. He said, "You like studying, you like research. Sit here." That was how I found a prophet in Cote d'Ivoire, Kaku. There was no prophet like Kaku. He was the prince of prophets. Kaku was the first prophet that I saw that could teach and demonstrate his teaching. So I now ask God, "I want this anointing. I want it. What will it cost me to be able to teach and do practicals?" Kaku was the prince of prophets. One day we were here praying, and God spoke to me. He said, "That anointing you asked for, it will start operating." So that's why I got the grace to be able to use the anointing. When you see somebody doing something, ask him, how come? Do you understand it? "And he who dwells in the midst of the cherubim shine forth. He who dwells in the midst of the cherubim." The next time I went and I browsed Kaku, I found out that he was already dead before I met his ministry, because I wanted to travel to Cote d'Ivoire. I mourned. A few years later, God said, "You will do the same. If you pray the right prayers, because at the end of this service, I will lead you to pray. If your heart is sincere, the Lord will find you and he will give you a deposit. Because we need to be many to do good in this city and to take Satan out of the territory." If you believe me, say amen. Now, there is a woman, and I saw the angel of the Lord putting these two fingers on her eyes. So I asked God, I said, "What is this?" "This woman that I speak about is an intercessor. And from what I see, you see things in your dreams, but now God wants to begin to give you visions." You don't need to say amen. It's done. God wants to begin to give you visions now. And that's why the angel of the Lord is touching your eyes. In the next few seconds, those eyes will begin to burn. The next few seconds, the eyes will begin to burn. And then the anointing for open visions will rest upon your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, this woman that you're upgrading her in her intercessory ministry, and she is present here tonight. I ask, oh God, that you stretch forth your hand and let your anointing begin to come upon this woman, so that I can bless this woman. Let your anointing begin to come upon this woman, so that I can bless this woman. Let your anointing come stronger upon this woman, in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing come stronger. So, ushers, you can go outside and pick the woman. He who dwells in the midst of the cherubim shine forth. He who dwells in the midst of the cherubim shine forth. God has selected you for an upgrade. An upgrade in the anointing. Now, your eyes are open. He who dwells in the midst of the cherubim shine forth. He who dwells in the midst of the cherubim shine. And I see two trumpets, golden in color. Golden in color. Two trumpets. And when I ask the Holy Ghost, he says, there are two people in this congregation, and he is giving you the gift of prophecy. Listen, the reason he's giving you this gift is because he wants to use you to announce his seasons to people. He who dwells, ushers. Oh my. Ilamaseli kopresko vilambasale. Isa samonde. Amakoya. Sikaproski falamonde. Shine